Here is, okay, I found this on the Twitter. It was flying around. I don't know why now, but I'm very happy it is. This is the Chicago Bulls. I would guess after one of their many championships, they won six of them, you know. Not only probably got invited to the White House, and I'll bet you even accepted the invitation.
Real Americans.
But they went on the Oprah show. And you're going to hear Scottie Pippen.
Oprah Chicago, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's probably why, right?
Yeah, yeah.
For sure.
Oprah.
Oh, my.
That used to be like a bucket list thing that I think my wife never accomplished. She wanted to go to an Oprah show.
Really?
You know, a bunch of her...
Fishing show.
Little hen friends or something had done it or whatever the...
For my dad,
that just used to be a lady thing that
to take us to Springer. Do you think that's a little lower rent than
way more entertaining?
He was always like, "One day, boys."
And you never did it, huh?
Nah, logistically, I think it was tougher than he thought. Whenever we were watching the VHS tapes that we rented on the weekend of Best of Springer,
like the behind the scenes stuff with the F words not beeped out and all that.
Great, great stuff for kids.
Man,
you got a cool childhood.
I know.
I think.
No. It was awesome.
I don't know. Anyway, so Oprah has the Bulls on, and they get to talking about, like, all the attention they're getting and, like, you know, the ladies that are all interested in them. So picture all the team is there, but in the middle, it's Jordan and Scottie Pippen. She's really looking at them, talking to them. But there's a bunch of other guys there as well. And Jordan is floored by what Pippen says and tries to backtrack as Pippen continues to dig this hole. So I can't remember if it starts with Oprah or not. I apologize. But they are talking about, like, ladies that throw themselves at them.
Well, I mean, as a player, I mean, you go through this situation throughout the season. You have women calling your hotel room, want to come up and meet you, sending you cards, sending you flowers.
Have you ever responded?
As a player.
I think every player has responded at least once.
This is where Jordan is very upset. Very upset.
Very hard. Hey, no, we have but, no. No.
I mean, no. After you pull one bad apple, then it spoils everything.
Oh, really? Hey, Oliver, they said, we don't know about that, homie.
He's speaking for himself.
He's speaking for himself.
You know, I don't know if Jordan's married at this time. I don't know if half the guys are probably married at this time.
Jordan was absolutely married.
But here's Pippen, like, yeah, we've all said once at least, yes, at least once. Come on, bro.
So let me ask you this though: if you're bombarded by people, I know girls, I see them out there handing you roses and things. How do you determine who you're going to respond to?
Well, that's sort of put in a different category. You kind of consider them as groupies, I guess. You don't want to deal with anyone like that because you can see through them. You can see what they want from you.
Uh-huh. And what do they want? I'm gonna get off.
Like
here.
Pippen's in this corner. Right.
The crowd is firing him up a little bit. He's like, "Oh, look, they love it. Like, sex talk.
They just want one thing from you. All right, what is that exactly?" And his eyes are like he just keeps talking himself into a bigger hole.
I'm gonna get off here.
No, they can either want one or two things.
Okay.
They can either want to just go to bed with you or get pregnant by you and have a baby by you where they can be financially set for life. But
what are you doing?
Can you
giving
imagine?
Away the whole thing.
Well, can you imagine he's saying that?
Like, this is what we joke about, not in public, not on television.
Something about Oprah. She gets you to talk.
I guess.
That's why she was so good at her job. They can't lie to Oprah.
Right. And this is... I wonder how big this community, you know, we always talk about when you get in different situations in life, it opens up these whole huge communities that exist that you really have never had any tie-in with before. Just like when I first learned about Jake Paul. Really? He's making like $15 million a year. So many people are into this guy. Or Fortnite.
Mm-hmm.
We have nothing to do with it. Like, we know a guy who kind of is into it. I thought this when my kid first got into girls softball. I guess girls are the only ones that play softball. Little kid softball. And now every Saturday I'm at a different place that has 1,000 kids playing this, and they're vying for scholarships, and they're all paying people for lessons. And like, I didn't know this all existed for softball, you know? You're probably finding it out now in the baby industry. You know, there's so much you didn't know about. How big is the girls trying to get pregnant from professional athletes / musicians?
Yeah, I think it's...
Probably musicians have faded a bit since they're not making as much bank.
I think it's pretty sizable, and I think it's become an easier industry to travel in because of the internet.
Instagram.
Because you'll hear a lot of these guys now dance around the idea. I think Russ even said it, although he might have just been talking about marketing. Like, I don't really have to move to L.A. or Miami or New York to make sure that I'm around only the hottest women. Like, with the gram?
The hottest women
in that city? I can find them real quick, yeah. I think it's made it a much easier... And dude, look, we just had this story. And the dating apps. Doesn't Devin Booker of the Suns have like 4 women pregnant right now that are all from the world of social media?
Really?
And he's like 21.
Does he
it's
really?
It's some crazy story.
Lonzo, who is 5.
Third woman claims to be Devin Booker's main woman. That's the first thing that came up on Google when I looked it up.
Nice.
When are one of these guys going to do like a condom commercial and really make bank?
That would be great. That would be great. I think, well.
Here, I'll just let you finish hearing.
Or I'll get pregnant by you and have a baby by you where they can be financially set for life. But, I mean, you just got to be smart enough to be able to.
So would you say that's one of the hazards of this game, or is it one of the benefits?
Both.
Okay.
All right. But I mean, no, it is a hazard, but you know, you just got to watch yourself. But I mean, it's definitely not a benefit for you because you don't want to be put out there with all these diseases going around.
Oh, okay, I'm going to lay out.
Then he throws in with all these diseases going around.
Jeez.
You know, AIDS.
Yikes.
Scottie Pippen also has 8 children by a few different women, so apparently they were able to crack the code and break down his impenetrable defense a couple of times when they showed up at the hotel. It wasn't at least once for Scottie. It was 8 times.
That's a form of child abuse, if you want to be real, right? I mean, just...
He's on fire!
Yeah, Booker's 22, and he's got 2 right now pregnant.
Just 2? Okay.
An Instagram model and his high school sweetheart.
They're pregnant at the same time?
The exact same time. As that third woman I just mentioned had come forward. He's on a big contract.
Remember,
though,
Dwayne Wade had a break baby, and I think that came from the internet whenever he was on like your girl or you break up, whether from her or from you, and
We got back together.
While you have a month apart, you get another girl pregnant, and then when you get back together you say, "I'm really glad we're back together.
Oh, by the way.
But we have a new member of this family."
When did the Fortnite nerds who make $10 million a year start getting
concert babies?
Some of those
groupies,
definitely like roll with Instagram chicks. That's definitely a thing.
Nice.
When does that work its way to midday sports radio host?
And then work its way from there down to producer.